It's 12 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you are in France still.
Yes, I'm over in La Rochelle, France, I should say.
Oh.
And you are in California. Is your weather sunny today? Because we have cold, rainy weather today.
Yeah, we're mid, looks like we're mid-70s, lower 80s, so
wow.
Sunny skies, so it's nice here. It's kind of springtime. Spring has sprung.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So what's going
good.
On?
I know on the East Coast they had some 90-degree weather the other day, and then Hawaii they're having, of course, their wonderful weather. So I'm indoors right now, as we should say, because it is a little chilly and windy. Yeah, the weather's been really funny as it is all over the place. So it's been back and forth between like 45 and 65, 70, the wind, you know. But the last few days it's been awfully rainy and windy. So we'll come through loud and clear.
Does France?
And, one thing so neat here is, you know, in France, there's cafes everywhere, and that's just wonderful, you know, to have your outdoor cafes. And where I am in La Rochelle is near the Bay of Biscayne. And which dumps out into the Atlantic, and it's pretty pretty neat, beautiful, beautiful town that was really built between 1100s to 1600s, and the architecture is just spectacular. I was mentioning to a couple of people that I wish we would take advantage of that in the U.S. cities everywhere, because you'll see a city sometimes change after 20, 30, 40 years, and it would be so nice if we could just keep them beautiful for good, you know, like they do in some areas too.
Oh yeah. Well, do they have springtime? Is it springtime there? Is it kind of parallel with our weather? Or is it?
I think it's more springtime. Like to me, I think it seems more like what you would get on the East Coast versus California. California is probably a little bit warmer, but just as everyone seems to be having this effect all over the world, they had their warm weather. And it got cold again and then warm. So it's back and forth, like everybody's having, I think, a little bit.
Well, for those just tuning in to our radio show, again, we talk about it being the fastest hour in radio. And trust me, I've been in radio 35 years, and believe me, I have co-hosted and produced some shows where all I did was look at the clock and couldn't wait for it to be over, including some of my own sports talk shows in L.A. But this is a show that goes very fast because the first half hour we talk about real estate and Natalie shares nuggets of wisdom from her many, many years in the industry. And then the second half of the show, roughly, sometimes we go over because we get carried away either with emails or calls or topics in the first half hour. But typically, roughly the second half hour to 25 minutes, we talk about, again, God giving back, self-help, if you will, which, as we really always end up saying, it's God awareness really more than anything else. And today, in the second half hour, we're going to talk about a friend of – I know Natalie loves this guy, but Dr. Wayne Dyer has got a new book out called Wishes Fulfilled, Mastering the Art of Manifesting. And I'm just a big Wayne Dyer fan, and we're going to talk about it. I've been reading the book, and it's pretty cool, kind of reinforcing some of the things that most of us already know, but, you know, it's a good tutorial to reinforce the fact that we can choose our thoughts. We absolutely can control our thoughts. And I was this past weekend, Natalie. I was we haven't had a chance to catch up, but Monica and I went to what they call, and this is a French or Canadian word, I think, retrovi, which means rediscover, in French, and it was a marriage workshop kind of conference thing, and it's kind of Catholic based, so, and that's not my background, so it was kind of cool to hang out with Father Joe from St. Joseph's Parish, and
wow,
really enjoyed talking to him, and he said something about thoughts that coincides with the book I've been reading by Wayne Dyer. He said, yeah, you know what, we just are victims of stinking thinking, you know, we hang on to bad thoughts about our spouses, about our friends, about coworkers, about life. We just, for whatever reason, we get in these places where we hang on to these bad thoughts. And he just said something that was very simple, but very kind of a takeaway for me. He goes, you know what, bad thoughts are a lot like dog poop. You know, you can walk up and smell it and be miserable, or you can move on. And I thought,
and you know when you said it to me, I'm thinking of, if you step in it by accident, it's hard to get it off your shoe. And you know, no, it's true, because you kind of like, you draw it to yourselves, right? If you have the bad thoughts,
yeah,
or you're having those negative things, you know, have you noticed that's what you start bringing in your life?
Yeah,
really, really amazing.
And I know, it's very cool. And we'll be talking about that in the second half hour. Excuse me. But this first half hour, we're going to talk about the benefits of being a Realty Universal member. In the introduction, you heard me talking about the fact that, you know, Natalie, obviously a very successful broker for many, many years, and both on the East Coast and in Hawaii. And she's stepped away to some degree, still doing the brokerage, obviously, but stepping away to kind of focus more on the Realty Universal membership idea. And I'm going to be asking you some questions as we go along, Natalie, but for those who maybe missed the first show that we talked about this, kind of give us an overview again, a thumbnail sketch of what the Realty Universal membership program is all about.
Well, you know, we started offering menu programs back in 1994. And so we've tried the membership, we've tried the programs in different markets. And with the internet, we knew back in 96, give or take a couple years after that as well, that it would be a way of the future. So what, over the years, it was necessary to work with affiliate brokers and agents that were of like mind, that believed that people have choices. The traditional way of doing real estate, the old traditional way, which is still needed as well, it's part of an a la carte menu, is where you as a seller or buyer hires a broker agent to list your property, to sell your property, or you even hire them to buy a property. And you're basically fit into their model, and they take over. Under the real estate menu programs, you can actually customize the process based on the level of work you want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
So we started offering that back in 94, you know, as a need for people, but we didn't want to throw away our full service business. As you can understand, in businesses, I mean, you have to also be able to pay the bills, and
yeah,
and you want to give and you want to serve. It's necessary to make it a win-win. So over the years, I could always envision our membership growing and growing, but we wanted to make sure we had agents and brokers that were like-minded that we could also place people with over the years. So we didn't charge a lot of affiliates and members to jump on board with us, because we wanted to build long-term relationships, get to know them to get to know us, to see how it works. And so what's evolved over the years is a very large network that, you know, we're more like, it's funny, this one knows that one, and this one knows that one, and this is way before social networking started. So now the dots are all getting connected, and it's just really taken off very well. But just like you and I, Randy, we're both into the spiritual and God, and really believe that, you know, there's way more to this world than just part of it. So we've actually incorporated it in there, and so the Realty Universal membership is really cool, and it's a place where agents and brokers can feel comfortable, learn how to implement these systems into their business, and grow. So it's a lot of fun. And it's interesting. I was talking to somebody in Maryland today who's like, well, if your office is in Hawaii, then I don't know if I want to use you guys in Maryland, right? You know how people – it's funny with the internet how people still want to talk to the person next door, you know, or still feel like they're part of a community. You know, even though they may reach out and get somebody across the world, they say, hey, I want to talk to somebody in my backyard. But with the internet and with what we're able to do, that just doesn't make sense anymore because, for example, depending on the time of day that you call our companies, you may get somebody in different places, and it's because of time zones, because we really want to be able to cover the different time zones respectively. And so it's going – it kind of brings it back to even what you were saying with Wayne Dyer on what we're thinking and the thoughts we have, right? And how we can look at things and how we perceive things. Our Realty Universal membership actually gives agents and brokers, and then again sellers and buyers, a shift change perspective so that you start seeing how this all works beautifully together. And the beauty that we have is we have so many people that already know us and know other people through word of mouth and through referrals. So it's much easier for us when we deal with people in different areas than it would be if it was a stranger. Now, the person I spoke to in Maryland today had been referred from somebody else, and then they were questioning, how does that work if your guys are all the way over here? And, of course, we explain how the situation works. So I gave you a little bit longer version when you asked me to give you a short version of Realty Universal, but it's so easy when people get on the site and they read about us and they know about us. So I'm just excited to be a part of it. I was talking to some people over in India earlier today. I'll be in London this weekend. I'll be back in the States the beginning of May. It's exciting when you see the dots getting connected and how we are able to make a difference in, you know, and serve.
Yeah, well, and now again, for a clarification, and again, we're talking about Realty Universal membership, and we're talking to Natalie Mullenix, president and founder of Realty Universal. The website is realtyuniversal.com. And before I ask this question, I also, Natalie, want to give out our phone numbers, 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. And you can call in. We're live again till 1 o'clock here Pacific time. Or, of course, email as well. And the correct email, not sending email to you, Natalie, right, but to radio. Is it?
Realty Universal Radio.
There you go.
Realty Universal Radio at realtyuniversal.com. But it's fine to also go on our website, realtyuniversal.com, and then go through the site. It's just that if you send it to me directly at President Realty Universal, I may not get to it for a while because it's almost impossible for me to be able to do that. So if it goes through staff and the sites, then everybody's handled immediately. But, yeah, and I wanted to mention, though, the phone number, the 347 number, is strictly when we're on the radio. If you want to call the company or, you know, you can go through the website, too.
Yeah.
And all our phone numbers are listed there as well.
So when I was listening to you talk about Realty Universal, you were talking about a network of course, agents and brokers, and you also mentioned buyers and sellers. Now, Realty Universal membership is primarily for brokers and agents, correct?
Yes. We do have some levels of membership that buyers and sellers can get into that's basically been past clients and customers if they want to get in the loop. But that is different than our main focus is for the agents and brokers so that we can really raise their level of professionalism, keep them up to speed so that they can service the clients and the buyers and sellers well.
So you obviously, you know, you're offering and I've dabbled enough in real estate to know that, you know, you're offering above and beyond really what somebody might learn, you know, from their own broker or in their own agency. You're talking about really taking the business, their business, to another level in terms of their brand, right? In other words, you're talking
about
teaching them how to make products. And what is now? What exactly is a product? When you say that on the website and people are looking and thinking about joining, a product. What is a product? It says learn how to make products. What is that?
Well, there's all different types of products. As far as a product could be a CD, DVD, the MP3 can be an ebook. It could be products. They're how-to products.
Gotcha.
And where you take your expertise and your knowledge, and we actually in the association we actually teach people how to do this, because it's so much easier these days to get your knowledge out to people. But and you said it, you hit the nail on the head that they need to brand themselves. When you're in real estate, even though you want to be part of a membership association, part of a larger group, it's very important to brand yourself individually, stay ahead of the crowd, and this is a business, and you should run it as a business.
Yeah, and so by being a member of Realty Universal, you learn how to do that. You learn how to again publish your knowledge, just raise your level of professionalism. Also, of course, as we're doing here, produce, host your own TV, radio show. Those are just some of the benefits. Coaching seminars. A mastermind group. Now, this always fascinates me when I hear people talk about a mastermind group. What if somebody's not familiar with that term, what exactly is that?
A mastermind group is when you take a higher level experts and you put together a group so people can network amongst each other. Most mastermind groups are pretty small. We won't have one any larger than 10, 12 people within a year. Mm-hmm. So, and it costs a lot more to get into a mastermind group. But you can set up your own, too. I mean, if you want to have just people that you're comfortable with and you work with and expertise. So when I'm saying what our mastermind groups would consist of, but you can also set it up. And it's basically people bouncing ideas off of each other that are at different levels in their industry. And we usually, it's pretty good. It's a support group. But again, with the way that we have things running, we can't have large mastermind groups at this time.
Yeah, exactly. And mastermind, just the very name, speaks to the fact that it's probably a smaller group of people who really have achieved, a level of success that means it's a pretty small number. Because frankly...
But anyone's welcome. It doesn't mean, that way. But it's just kind of neat because then you kind of grow your,
Okay, so everybody's welcome in the group, and then you can learn from some of the folks who've really done it. Because I know that, in the real estate, and I don't know what the statistics are, you might know them, but, the stats of the ratio of people who get into real estate versus, the dropout rate, it's difficult. And if they aren't plugged into some kind of a system like this, a lot of times people get into real estate and aren't really trained very well, and they don't have a lot of connection really, and they're kind of thrown out there just to go, and they often just kind of end up giving up if they don't have that support, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't know, Randy, I don't know about you, but it's starting to become, maybe it's because I'm getting older, but it seems to start to be a way of life where so many people aren't skilled and trained. In many industries, you call somewhere and you want to get help, and they are supposed to ask you're asking questions, and they can't help you. They have to put you through to somewhere else, and you're like, oh my God. But yeah, it's very much so. It's a lot of the member affiliates belong to National Association of Realtors in the U.S. We are going to be branching out to other areas as well. We have somebody in Costa Rica, but we'll be, as we're growing, we'll be branching out more. But not everybody in the U.S. is a member of National Association of Realtors. When you are a member of National Association of Realtors and you belong to your local boards have really wonderful training to keep you up to date on the basics, just like you said. So you legally are covered usually, but when I say that, being an old-timer in the industry, I'll still receive contracts and I'm like, who trained this person? This is just not even number one, 101 in doing a contract is fill in all the blanks, right? Put in NA if it's not, and you have to make sure everything's initialed and signed by all parties, or it really isn't a ratified accepted contract. And this is just minor, very, very elementary, and you'll see that not happen many times, or federal forms that are legally, or local forms. So we're not taking we have a lot of organizations to cover that. You know, NAR is pretty good at that, local boards. And again, not all people want to belong to the NAR and the local boards. I do, and I always have since I've been in since 85, just because it's necessary, and I do believe in making sure that we're getting up-to-date forms and contracts and jurisdictions. And oh my gosh, when I got in the industry, people didn't do home inspections in 85. They started doing, well, radon on the East Coast, but you know, there were so many inspections that they didn't do. Now they inspect everything. I mean, down to the dirt, to the walls, the roofs. I mean, they should inspect things. But now there's so many different environmental issues and this issue and that issue, and then you have your noise and pollution, and I mean, the list could go on and on and on. Mm. Well, what comes with a lot of that are a lot of nice laws and rules. So not to scare anybody, but if you put a contract together and you forgot something, guess who can be liable? So we don't go through with the membership. We want your brokers, as if you're an agent, we want your brokers, your managers to teach you that, but we still will do overviews within what we do so that we make sure that you are getting that, that you're understanding this. We can't have these holes, you know, you can't have these gaps. So, but we're, like you said, we're definitely taking it to a different level with businesses and how to learn how to make your business very profitable. But also, you know, so many of us live and work and breathe our businesses. Entrepreneurs are known to incorporate their lives in their businesses. And we actually teach how to work virtually very, very well. We believe in it extremely with the internet, that why wouldn't you want to work virtually? You can be at anything and everything you've ever wanted to do and still work well, still have family time and have your life. So we teach that, and I think it's a mind shift that we're teaching, because just like the one gentleman I spoke to today in Maryland that was like, wait a minute, you're in Hawaii. Oh, wait a minute. You know, like they assume, you know, I mean, somebody may assume. And so we teach mind shift changes, and you can start to see where it's pretty cool. It's really fun. And the beauty of it is that we don't have, we're very particular if somebody, you know, dots their I's, crosses their T's. We want integrity. Integrity, if you had to ask me what is most important with our members and affiliates, is we demand integrity. If we're very funny about that. But accountability. But we basically we want everybody to have fun and be able to follow through, and it's a great system. But we don't have anyone telling us, you know, wait a minute, we've got to we don't care about this. We just want to know what the stockholders are going to make at the bottom line. We just want to get, you know, we just want this company to grow as huge as it can grow, because of course you're going to sell it. We're not, as somebody may say, well, it sounds silly not to look at those avenues. It's not that we're not running businesses and that we don't want to grow the business, but our main goal has always been to serve the people. So you're serving sellers and buyers. We're serving agents and brokers. And what happens is that means we don't have to take all of the pie. You know, we don't need all of the pie to live well, to do well, and to pass that on. And so one of the benefits of being a Realty Universal member is you're not buying into a franchise. We're not taking a piece of everything you make every month, you know, which is huge. It's very huge. And the other thing is you get to keep your own identity. And I know, Randy, I'm rambling on because, you know, I've done this for so long and I know it like the back of my hand. And, of course, you can tell I believe in it and I'm passionate about the benefits of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, and again,
we've grown what you call organically too, not where you had to just grow with like thousands of dollars in advertising, marketing it. We've actually grown through the word of mouth and people and systems, and it's kind of neat.
Realty Universal Radio, the name of this program, and Natalie Mullinix, president and the founder of Realty Universal. And we're talking about the Realty Universal membership program. If you're an agent or a broker, or maybe you know someone, you know, father, son, brother, husband, wife, somebody who, you know, is in the industry and is struggling, maybe not, you know, they still believe in it, but just at this point kind of struggling, would really behoove you, there's a great word I haven't used in a while, it would behoove you to go to realtyuniversal.com and check out the membership opportunities there. Again, we're here for you, and you're going to find a group of people who really care about, like you said, the integrity is a big deal, and caring for each other is a big deal.
You know, one thing I want to mention, though, too, is you know how you were saying the ups and downs and if the markets are however they are. I have been in the industry over 26 years, and I've gone from, you know, the one market to the other market, gone Maryland to Hawaii, back and forth, and I've been able to, you know, switch things around. And I tell you, if you're consistently doing what you should be doing in the industry, you can still have your life. You can still have ups and down markets. You're still going to survive, you know. And I think that's really important to look at the consistency and learn that. And we also, you know, pass on a lot of confidence to our members and affiliates. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And it's really there's a lot of referrals too that come in as well. But that's not, a lot of people say, oh, if I join, am I going to get tons of referrals? And it's like, you will get referrals, but that is not the main reason to join this organization. The main reason to join this organization is so that you're filling up your well and your confidence and you're shining your star, and that's what our focus is to get. And then when you're doing that, you're automatically getting referrals, and you're getting your own referrals, and it's coming back around. People want to be around you. They want to, you know, grow with you. So it's cool. But of course, you know, I'm passionate in it, and I tie it in with everything else that we do. But nowadays, I think it's scary for people, because when we first started, you know, we were having to do programming on internet sites from scratch and all these things, and now you have stuff out of the box, and then people are leery with so many things nowadays, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of scams and things like that too, you know. So it's again cool for us, because we can say, hey, wait a minute, I know Randy in California, and I know this person in, you know, Hawaii and Washington and D.C. and Florida, and this one goes, wait a minute, let me check this one out, and I go, oh yeah, we've known them for years, or we've known that, and to me, that is, even though, of course, we all want to do the social networking, and this one refers you to that one, but to really be able to say, I know this person firsthand. They're the name. Mm-hmm. They're the real deal. You know, like you, Randy, in radio, you are the real deal. You know, Randy, I know that for sure, and I would tell everybody and anybody that. So it's kind of cool, because that, I think, helps people see, and then they can also see the benefits of what people are doing. Because, you know, just like you talked about, we're going to talk on the other half about Wayne Dyer. I mean, this stuff is, you know, the way our world is, we have to keep consistent. We have to motivate ourselves, right? We have to get in. It's not like you can go take one course and then it just all runs for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
You know, I love the Bible. I love the Bible, and I think the Bible's awesome if everybody really got into learning the Bible and we all lived by principles, you know, of our Bibles, or, you know, whoever, people have different religions. I'm not, you know, we're not advocating it must be one way or the highway, but I think there's a lot of principles that if we follow them, we do find that we start having a pretty peaceful, pretty comfortable lifestyle overall, and it comes back again and again and again, you know. And so that's kind of what we are. We've got that. We've done the foundational work. We've been around for a long time. We weren't trying to be the biggest and the biggest and the biggest everywhere, because we wanted to make sure that it was all grounded and so it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. Natalie Mullenix, president and founder of Realty Universal, and Realty Universal Radio is the name of this program. And we're going to take a break. And I actually have one other question from a listener on the other side of the break, and then we'll dig into talking about this new book by Wayne Dyer, Wishes Fulfilled, and how to really, like you said, also incorporate the Bible into some of those things. There's a lot, believe it or not, there's a lot in the Bible about quote-unquote self-talk. And I think a lot of times people think being a Christian or being spiritual is primarily spiritual. But we're exhorted all over the place in the Bible to think these things, you know, put on. There's just a lot of places that exhort us to work on what we think about. So, but got one more question on the other side of the break, and we'll take a break right now and be back. Realty Universal Radio, again, the number 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. We'll be back in a moment.
A common trait heroes often share is the courage to challenge society's misperceptions. Eric Weinmayer challenged naysayers when he attempted what was said to be impossible: climb Mount Everest blind.
Well, you know, at first when you're blind and you think about Everest, you know, you think, well, maybe I'm just crazy. I want to think this through in a rational way. Maybe there are things that I won't be able to overcome.
When Eric Weinmayer first began to consider the possibility of climbing the world's tallest mountain, he knew he had to carefully consider any overwhelming obstacles.
I'd heard, for instance, like the snow conditions on Everest were such that they're so hard up high that you couldn't stop yourself if you fell. Meaning you couldn't arrest yourself, you couldn't throw yourself down on your ice axe and stop yourself. I'd heard that in the death zone above 26,000 feet, you can barely think. And I know as a blind person, I'm always thinking when I'm climbing. I'm thinking about the next step and about the person in front of me. And so I think so much that I thought, well, I can't think and I can't see. I mean, that's a huge, overwhelming combination.
Eric has spent his entire life working through obstacles.
I was born legally blind, so I couldn't see very well even when I was born. It was a rare eye disease called retinaschisis. It unraveled my retinas, and so I was only left with peripheral vision, so I could only see out of the sides of my eyes. And I went blind finally for real when I was 13 years old, just before my freshman year in high school.
Although he'd been told he'd eventually go completely blind, the darkness was a shock. Eric felt himself being crushed with fear and uncertainty.
I wasn't afraid to go blind and see blackness. You know, what I was afraid of was that I'd be, you know, swept to the sidelines and forgotten that my life would be meaningless.
But Eric was blessed with parents who encouraged him to live as fully a life as possible. As Eric's eyesight faded, his dad created ways for Eric to continue playing the sports he loved for as long as he had any vision. When Eric encountered resistance at school to participate in activities, his mother stood up for his right to be allowed to try. Their support fueled a determination in Eric to not be lost in the darkness.
Well, I think what pulled me out was sort of a common human trait, which is optimism. Even though you feel like there's a brick wall in front of you and you don't see options, you still have this glimmer of hope. You know, we always have hope. And so I just always stayed optimistic, even though I was frustrated about how I would do the things that I wanted to do, to not kind of try to see it as some kind of terrible disease that was ravaging my system, but instead to accept it and to, in a way, I guess, turn into the storm and to face the facts of what had happened to me, accept them, and in a way, I guess, become a pragmatist, you know, kind of figure out exactly what I needed to do to climb my way out. And so I started learning how to use a cane, and I started learning how to use Braille to read with my fingers and to use computers with voice synthesizers. And all those skills became the foundation for me thinking about my life in terms of, you know, amazing possibilities.
Two sports in which Eric was able to channel his drive were wrestling and rock climbing.
I was 16 when I started rock climbing. And, you know, wrestling was really fun and competitive. But rock climbing to me was so special because, you know, you could feel the texture of the rocks under your hands, and you could feel the patterns of hot and cold as the sun touched the rock, and you had the open space in front of you and the sun in your face, and it was, I was completely problem solving my way up the rock face using my hands and my feet, you know, using my balance and strength to kind of figure out that puzzle that's embedded in the rock. And for me, it was almost like a rebirth. It was so exhilarating.
At 16, Eric was successfully working through the challenges of being blind when tragedy struck.
And I was kind of just working my way back, kind of getting, you know, finding my footing as a blind person. And I was at wrestling camp, and my dad showed up early, and he told me that my mom had been killed in a car accident. So, you know, in a way, going blind was tough, but, you know, losing somebody like my mom was, I don't know, 1,000 times harder than going blind. It made going blind seem easy. But, and death is one of those things you just, you know, how do you deal with it, you know? So what you do, I think, I've tried to do is to push forward as a living person and to try to live as actively and as, you know, give as much impact on the world as I can and, you know, reach my potential as a person. And I think that's the best you can do, and that's the best honor you can give to those who have passed away.
Eric continued to live his life as fully as possible. After high school, he attended college, graduating with a degree in education, which led him to a teaching position in Phoenix, Arizona. Here he found what he described as a big jumble of rocks, an ideal environment for an emerging rock climber.
I love that. Wow, powerful. Good.
Wow.
Afternoon. It could be evening or morning, actually, depending on where you are. Realty Universal Radio. Again, we are back. Randy Zachary and Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal. The website, write this down, realtyuniversal.com. There is a lot there. This past half hour, we've been talking about the Realty Universal membership program and how you, if you're an agent or broker, and even if you're a buyer or seller and just a Joe normal person like me or semi-normal, and you want to know more information about real estate, you can actually just go on the website and find all kinds of stuff. But the Realty Universal membership program, primarily brokers, agents, and again, it's about so much more than real estate. And that's as we transition into the second half of our show, where we really talk more about spirituality, about really motivational things. And I know, in fact, Natalie, you and I met at, I don't think it was Mark Victor Hansen, but it was at some event.
Which one was? I know it was in California, but I can't remember. I remember Tom Antion was there, I think, and
County,
LeBron. Huh?
Was that the Greg, the millionaire maker guy? I
can't remember because I know, I can't remember which one it was because we went to so many. But no, it was. It was wonderful, and it was a long time ago. And I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it could have been that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we are big on, of course, motivational things. And you know, let me just disclaimer here because I know I probably have friends of mine listening right now who are, are born-again Christians and might have a problem with me advocating a book by Wayne Dyer. And here's why, and I don't want to get too theological here, but this is kind of the half hour to do this. I just want to say that, I don't buy into everything Wayne Dyer really writes about. I disagree with him on the existence of hell. He believes there's no hell. I believe there's a real hell. I believe there's a devil. There are things that I don't agree with Wayne Dyer on. But what I do agree with him on is that, we can have a lot more control over what happens in our lives by how we think. And his life has kind of been dedicated to getting people to think differently. One of his famous sayings from an earlier book was, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And again, the idea of shifting, as Natalie said about real estate, but last half hour, shifting your mental state and how you think about things. And then in this book, Wayne Dyer's new book, Wishes Fulfilled, he talks about going even a step farther, because we can think, ourselves into a hundred headaches. But he says you need to...
Especially that's the analytical ones.
Yeah. But he says, take a thought, because we are more than just mental. He says, so take a thought. And he says, place it in your imagination. So whatever that thought is, I want to be, in my case, a challenge for me always is I want to be healthy. I want to be thinner. I want to lose weight. So, take that thought, put it in your imagination. And then he talks about assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. In other words, what does that feel like? And think about that for a while and actually begin to feel your body, the excitement, and what that would feel like. And his contention is, and I agree with it, and believe me, a lot of Christian writers as well agree with this, psychologists, that when you feel something strongly and you impress it upon your subconscious, and it's more than thinking. It's thinking, putting it in your imagination, and then assuming the feeling of that wish fulfilled, whatever it is, you begin to impress it on your subconscious. And your subconscious doesn't know how to pick and choose. It just acts on what you impress on it. And so as you said, and, we've talked about the affirmations, and, people kind of make fun of those, but they're very real. What you think, the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he, And so, it really is important what you think about. And in the book, Wayne Dyer talks about we get, in any given hour, I don't know about you, but if you're any kind of an idea person, I might get 1,000 ideas in an hour. It's a conveyor belt of all of these ideas. And I'm ADD, so I'm distracted and things happen. And, wow, I'm thinking about something else and I'm back and forth. But he says, we have the choice every minute, and this is another biblical concept, get this, we have the choice every minute to choose what thoughts we pull off the conveyor belt that's going by us and what thoughts that we let go by, you know, and we can choose to pull off those thoughts that are empowering, that are thoughts that are, you know, again, the Bible says in Philippians 4:8, think on these things, think on what's noble, upright, you know, purposeful, what's right, what's pure, those things, think on those things. And so I guess I've always been fascinated with, Natalie, what I call the psycho-spiritual divide, which is pulling in spirituality, and in my case, Christianity, with this whole, how do we then also train our minds? And I found on some of those levels, Wayne Dyer to be one of the guys that I really, really appreciate, because he talks about how do you do that? And assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And he talks about something, and Natalie, and I'll let you comment here in a second. He talks about how, at the end of the day, the most important 5 to 10 minutes, for some of us longer if we have trouble getting to sleep, but the most important few minutes of our day is just before we fall asleep, because we often lay in bed and think about and worry and reinforce negativity. What happened today? Who didn't like me? Why did I fail today? Woe is me. Going to fail again tomorrow. I'm scared because I've got this meeting tomorrow. All of these things that we, without even thinking about it, we think. And he says, take control of those 5 to 10 minutes before you go to bed. Obviously, as a Christian, I would say meditate on the Word. Absolutely. You know, talk to the Lord. And also, you know, affirm that those things that you want to impress on your subconscious, because when you go to sleep at night, you've got 6 to 8 hours of what? You're going into your subconscious, and you are impressing things, and so you really can impress your subconscious and on positive thoughts that begin to marinate and seep into your soul, and those things, as you know, Natalie, those things then begin to happen, don't they?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's been powerful, and I don't mean to be preaching here, but I'm kind of re-experiencing that for myself. The idea of how important it is to another verse in the Bible talks about taking every thought into captivity. So there's a lot of verses in the Bible about what to think and how to think, and the fact that we have to work on our thinking. And too many people in churches, it's kind of all spiritual, you know. And all of the Holy Spirit's here, and that's good, absolutely. But we need to work as well on what we think, how we think.
Exactly.
Father Joe, last weekend, I was at a retreat, and it was a Catholic-based retreat, and just a great quote. Father Joe said, stinking thinking, bad thoughts are like dog poop, and you you can either go up to it and smell it and or you can move on. And the idea is, when you have a bad thought, let it go. Put it back on the conveyor belt. Choose to think on the things, as Philippians 4:8 says, that are honest and upright and pure and, uplifting. And so I would just encourage you guys. This book has been, it's been amazing. And do I agree with everything Wayne Dyer says? No, I don't. But I take from him, the stuff that really is helpful.
And I don't think anyone's going to agree with everybody 100%, and that's what keeps us, we're all different, individual, and that's it's sometimes
yeah.
They say take what you want and leave the rest.
Yeah.
And, it's very, very important. They said for years we use only 10% of our brains, and I think some of us use less than others, and I don't know. I think that we there's so much that is still unknown in our psyches and the way that the gifts that God gave us function within our miraculous body. And it's just proven time and time and time what you say. You'll be what you eat. Think about it. It affects your body. What you think affects your mind, your actions. I agree 100%. I can't tell you how many times I visualized something knowing that I wanted to set this goal or do this or do that. And then later it could be a month, 2 months, a year. Wow, this really happened. the vision that I set is now reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen many, many times in my life when I've set myself on certain goals. And, you know, that negative self-talk only hurts us. And the beautiful thing, I think, to remember is nobody has all the answers. I mean, I believe in the Bible and I believe in God, but I'm talking about people when we talk to people day to day, you know.
Yeah.
No one's going to have all the answers for everything, so the last thing you want to do is make yourself feel bad. Oh, I thought it was this way and I thought this. And it's just, it's incredible
how
powerful our thoughts and our words are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I would recommend, and I know some of my Christian friends might, again, struggle with it, but, you know, Wayne Dyer, Wishes Fulfilled, Mastering the Art of Manifesting, and, you know, it kind of goes back to that concept, you know, a few years ago, everybody was talking about the law of attraction and you know, there's a, you know, The Secret and all that, and it's absolutely, again, true. It's absolutely true, and it's biblical. As a man thinks, so is we do attract into our lives those things that that we think about and that we meditate on.
As a man thinks, so he is, huh?
Yeah, and you know, yeah. there's some things going on right now, and I'm just going to say this because it's happening to me right now, and maybe that's why you hear a little passion in my voice about this, but I've been really
awesome.
Working on this the last few weeks, and after reading this book and spending more time realizing that because of whose I am, because, you know, and in my case, I believe that, you know, Jesus Christ died for my sins, and he lives within me, and that I've been redeemed, and because of that, you know, there's a verse that says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. In other words, you know, we have the get this for a minute. We have the power within us because of who is in us, you know, to the power within us that raised Christ from the dead. I mean, there is a power within us that we absolutely don't avail ourselves of, you know, because we were made in God's image, and being redeemed, you know, in Christ, we are that divine nature. You know, there's another verse. These verses keep coming up, but there's another verse, and I don't remember where it is, but we have the mind of Christ. If we have received him, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Think about that for a minute. Now, that's not to, you know, to say you, and I mean, some people would say, and even Wayne Dyer goes as far to say, you know, we are actually God. And that's where I kind of struggle. I would hesitate to call myself God. I believe I have a divine nature because of Christ in me. That's an example of where.
Right. I don't either. But I think basically as humans, though, we need to give ourselves a lot more credit than we do. You know, we really do. And
yeah.
I think we need to stop comparing ourselves to this person and that person and what this one has or what they did or da-da-da-da. I think we need to start using our God-chosen gifts that are all unique. We have a different fingerprint, I think, for a reason. I totally believe that we have a different fingerprint for a good reason, and that's because we bring our own gifts to the table, you know. But we, our spirit and soul is real, and it amazes me, and it's so uplifting, you know. But we're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to go through times that are, you know, really difficult to deal with. But I think on the whole, if we can train ourselves and teach ourselves to always be positive as much as we can and watch what we say and watch what we think, I think I agree with you. It's proven, and it's funny with it in this timing of life, you know, that we're living in, how much more open people are to start understanding these conceptions that have been around forever. You know, it's they're not new. But it just seems like maybe because of technology and the internet and communicating the way we're able to communicate, people are grasping it more. They're feeling it, hearing it, and it's moving forward. I just think it's wonderful, you know.
This past weekend, Monica and I, part of this place, this marriage thing we were at, part of the exercise was involving writing and silent, kind of silent times, which. Really difficult in this day and age, you know, is how often do we get silent? You know, again, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. And it's in that stillness that we do know, that we get a knowing that he is God and that he is with us and he's real. But how often do we really get still and quiet for very much of the time? And this part of this thing was this weekend, they said, And this blew me away. You know, you write a letter to your wife about, you know, you love her and this and what you appreciate. And those are kind of typical marriage conference things. But then they said, okay, for our last exercise, we're going to do the 90-90. And, I'm thinking, what is that? Okay, you're going to write in silence for 90 minutes. And then
really?
Then you're going to talk to your bride, your spouse, about all that you wrote about for another 90 minutes. So it's 90 minutes of writing, 90 minutes of talking.
And just one, you don't split it up, right? Just one of you writes and then you talk?
No, we separate and both write on the same questions. And so,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, long story short, and where I'm going with this is the silence aspect, is that I sat and I wrote to her things as they tell you to keep writing, you know, let the pen just keep moving and you know, you'll be inspired. And sure enough, I'm writing and some stuff came out. And here's an example. I'm just going to give you one from our life. Monica has a real passion for women who are hurting and specifically for who are hurting because of, you know, men, their husbands who've committed adultery. That's a part of our story. And, RandyMonica.com, by the way, if you want to see the story there, read some of it. But and so she has a passion for women, and she has a passion to speak, and she has a heart for that. And oh, by the way, she loves Dr. Phil, she loves Oprah. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I want you to write out on a 3x5 card, you know, that I want you to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. I want you to, what would it feel like to get a phone call from a producer from Dr. Phil saying they want you on the show to talk about our story, you know? And so she's like, huh. And so she's doing that, and we're waiting with anticipation. And so we're kind of in this, you know, we're revisiting this whole live with expectation and law of attraction thing, which is absolutely biblical. And so what would it feel like? How excited would you be if a producer from Oprah called and said, hey, we want you to be on the show, you know? And so that kind of, for her, it kind of opened up she went, huh, okay, I'll do that. You know, because that's,
and you guys were on one of the shows, weren't you? Was it Dr. Oz? Which show were you on?
Yeah, we were on Dr. Oz in New York there a couple years ago. Dr. Oz, though, a heart surgeon, so his whole deal was, his whole deal is the physical scientific side of things. He's not really the metaphysical spiritual person that say a Dr. Phil.
No, it's just interesting because it happens, and that you were drawn, that came up through another way too, and I believe that was more of like the law of attraction, what you were doing, you know, at the time.
That was out of the blue.
Completely. And it's funny, there's no accidents that way, and it's just funny how the synchronicity happens, and when you believe and it puts it out there. It's amazing what God can do very quickly, you know, and collectively. They talk about, you know, you have groups and groups of people praying, and all of a sudden somebody gets healed, or this happens. And I don't think it's an accident. It's the way we're connected together, all is one, and the collective consciousness, you know, that goes out there. It's just amazing to me. And that's why I find my heart breaks when I see people not honoring their word and saying things that are very destructive to their bodies, to their families, to their loved ones, and not realizing that the reason the turmoil keeps happening in their lives is because they're not changing what they believe, they're not changing what they say, they're not changing the mental outcome at all, because you really do get what you believe and what you say. So it's really wonderful. It's what you're saying. It's amazing. But and I think you hear people talk about, like, well, they talked about The Secret. No, you can't just sit there and go, okay, I just want this to happen, and I'm going to think about that, and that's it, and don't do anything else, right? No, you know, God also gave us the ability to have actions and get up and do something about what we want to do.
Yeah.
So you can take baby steps and start making those things happen. The beautiful thing to realize, you know, I just turned 50, and with my brother dying, you know, 15 months younger than me, just dying 3 months ago now, and he didn't make it. He was almost 49. I've been devastated, and I'm having to go back and re-go through these processes to be able to shift change me, because I allow myself to just, it's so devastating that you could just throw yourself right back into a tizzy, you know, and it's because life is work, and life is work always. And, you know, it's funny, we think we can handle this and handle that and handle that, and then a huge catastrophe comes along and it's like, oh my gosh, am I handling life or not, you know? And I'm even trying to retrain my thinking right now so that I can still grieve. I'm going to be grieving for a long time, but that I can start plugging into life, because life is about living, and we're supposed to live when we're here. And I've been mourning to where I'm, and I know my brother would be mad at me if he saw how much I was mourning and not getting into engaging in life. So the things, the tools you're talking about, and in Wishes Fulfilled, I'm sure, I haven't read it yet, but I will, with Wayne Dyer, and I've read some of his other work over the years. And the tools that you're discussing and the tools that are right in our Bible is, you know, seek and we shall receive, and we have to trust that all good things come, you know, and we have to find that. And it all goes back to what you and I talk about all the time, is the love and peace. We have to be able to find love and peace in all of it. And it doesn't mean that when we train our brains and we just always say positive things and we're always going to be, it doesn't mean things won't still happen. And I think it's important for us to realize that that's part of life, because I notice me, Miss Positive, like I've always been for years and years and years, all of a sudden this tragedy happened and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've just come undone. Oh, this can't be real. This is just not life. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, and you start to go through and you start to say, hey, this is, because in the whole scope of it, when we really do live the life we believe in, it does kind of work out. But the biggest thing, what we talk about, though, is love and peace. And I really believe that's how we find that inner peace, is to connect with the spirit and soul. Trust God. Trust our lives. Trust who we are. And if you don't believe in God, which I pray you will, but if you don't, it's okay, because you have to be who you are. Trust that higher being, or that the spirit and whatever you call that, and know that you're enveloped in this major, major amount of love and peace and tranquility, you know. And I think that's why, you know, we'll dream and our body releases things and we get other messages, and just so many things are just fascinatingly, they're just put together so unbelievably amazing, aren't they, when you think about it? Like, we only touch on a little bit of it. So
yeah, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, again, to quote the Bible, but it's, and we tap into so little of that, and this, you know, this existence on earth is, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, it literally is like a blink of an eye to God in terms of eternity. And for us, this 70, 80, 90, 100 years is, you know, it seems like this long, long journey, and, you know, and yet it's such a blink.
Does it seem long to you? It seems short to me. It seems short. It is. It's just a flicker, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's there are days it seems long, believe me. There are days I go, please, Lord, just come back today, because I'm done. I've done it all.
Yeah.
Don't want to, you know. But, yeah, it's it is. And again, Wayne Dyer, and, of course, in the Bible, you know, anybody who is a spiritual leader would tell you that, again, we are spirit, you know, housed in these mortal husks, these mortal bodies. And really, to the degree that we can live and realize that while we're here on earth, and literally in many ways detach from what goes on here, knowing that this experience is really, for us here on earth, it is what it is, but in eternity, you know, things are going to be okay. Max Lucado, a very popular writer, says this. He goes, grace is the knowledge that everything is going to work out okay, maybe just not in this life. In other words...
No, and you know who's another good one to listen to if anybody wants to Google, is Perry Stone has some wonderful, he's been in ministry for 35 plus years, and I think his dad was for years and years before. He has some wonderful videos, and they're only like, you know, 2-3 minute videos, so it's easy to watch, and you can download them. Perry Stone, I think it's .org.
Google him.
And wonderful, wonderful videos of, like, you know, what is heaven about? What's life about? What's death about? What's this? You know, just like one question, and then he'll do a quick video, but it's wonderful, and it gets into scriptures and meanings and very peaceful. So as we're just about ready to go off air, I think, I would Randy, you finish your thing, and I just would like to say I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.